Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode of Heal Thyself Radio. This is Dr. Eric Madrid. Today we're going to talk about acid reducers and how they may rob your body of essential vitamins and minerals. Please note, the material I cover in this video is for informational purposes only and not intended to be medical advice for your unique medical situation. Please consult with your own personal physician if you have any questions or health-related concerns. Okay, let's continue. As you know, prescription medications and many over-the-counter medications, that is, medicines which can be purchased without a prescription, can play an important role in symptom management and in treatment of chronic health conditions. However, they are not without potential side effects. While the United States population accounts for only 4.3% of the world's 7.5 billion people, Americans consume one quarter of the world's pharmaceutical drugs. No bueno. This does not mean that we are the healthiest. As a matter of fact, far from it. Despite the high use of pharmaceutical prescription drugs, citizens of the United States rank 31st in the world with an average lifespan of 79.3 years, according to Wikipedia. Costa Rica is number 30 and Cuba is number 32. Japan is at the top of the list with a lifespan of 83.7 years, while Japanese women live for an average of almost 87 years. So we have a lot of work to do here in the United States. Minimizing one's need for both prescription and non-prescription drugs and choosing better nutrition and a healthier lifestyle should be the goal for all people who want to improve their overall health and situation. Depending on your current health status, acid reducers may be absolutely necessary. However, lifestyle changes, diet modification, routine exercise may improve one's acid reflux and overall digestive issues. So let's talk about acid reducers. A poor diet is one of the main reasons many people develop acid reflux symptoms. Acid reflux is also referred to by some as GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease, or simply just heartburn or indigestion. These all refer to the same condition. Sometimes a person may have a hiatal hernia, which results in acid reflux. No matter how clean their diet is, it can be an issue. Again, this can be very troubling if you have persistent acid reflux. And consulting with a gastroenterologist should be done. You may need to ask your internist or family doctor for a referral. The sale of acid-reducing medications has become a billion-dollar market industry worldwide. In 2013, prescription acid reducers generated over $10 billion in U.S. sales, more worldwide. So let me share a story that I had a few years ago when a new patient came in to visit me for a new consult. She was about 40 years old and about 50 pounds or 22 kilograms overweight. She scheduled an appointment to see me so I could refill her medication. She told me that she needed a refill on her acid-reducing medication, omeprazole, also known as Prilosec. She told me that she had been on it for several years and that she took it to control her stomach acid and her acid reflux symptoms. Knowing that these medications could cause problems long term, and we'll get into that shortly, I asked her some questions. I said, "Why do you get acid reflux?" She told me, "Anytime she drank soda pop, ate chili cheese, hot dogs, potato chips, or other junk food and fast food, she would get heartburn symptoms." So I asked her, "What happens if she didn't eat those foods?" She admitted to me that she would not get the acid reflux. I then asked her, "So you want me to give you a refill on your medication so you can continue to eat junk food and have a poor diet?" She was actually surprised by my question. She responded that she never really thought about it that way and told me she would change her diet and let me know how she did. I refused to refill the medication. After about 6 months, she was doing better. She no longer needed the medication and she made some lifestyle changes and had more energy overall. In addition, she lost about 20 pounds or about 9 kilograms. and was happy about that. Unfortunately, these medications give people permission to eat foods they should not eat. These medications frequently block the symptoms which would otherwise notify a person to avoid this food or that food. The FDA originally approved these medications to treat stomach ulcers and symptoms of occasional acid reflux. However, they are supposed to only be given for 4 to 8 weeks, maybe even 12 weeks at most. This is all the time it takes to heal a bleeding stomach ulcer in most cases, especially if the cause of the ulcer is identified and treated. Despite this, many take acid reducers for many months, years, and possibly even decades unnecessarily. Let me be honest, there is sometimes a good reason to take these medications. Those with a precancerous condition in the esophagus called Barrett's esophagus should take the medication as long as advised by the specialist, by the gastroenterologist. Also, there's a rare condition called Zollinger-Allison, where excess acid is secreted. And when present, long-term acid reducers are advised, and the benefits do outweigh the risk in some of these situations. However, I assume in time, even those with Barrett's esophagus will be told to cut back or at least take less acid-reducing medications. There are two main classes of acid reducers. First, there are histamine blockers or H2 blockers. These are less strong than the proton pump inhibitors. These include ranitidine or Zantac, famotidine or Pepcid or Pepcid AC. The second class is the proton pump inhibitor, sometimes referred to as PPIs. These are the strongest of the class. These medications include omeprazole, Prilosec, esomeprazole, known as Nexium, and pentoprazole, known as Protonix. So let's think about this. Stomach acid is produced for a reason. It helps kill germs that we may eat or that are in our food. And it helps prevent these germs from taking host in our intestinal tract where they may cause problems. In addition, acid helps us break down proteins into amino acids and helps us to absorb vitamins and minerals. Acid also helps the stomach secrete a substance called intrinsic factor. This allows the intestines to absorb vitamin B12 from the foods that we eat. When the above medications are taken for periods longer than intended, nutritional deficiencies can result due to malabsorption of these nutrients. Recent studies have also shown that long-term acid reducers increase the risk for the following: osteoporosis, which can lead to hip and bone fractures; vitamin B12 deficiency, which can cause neuropathy and memory issues; magnesium deficiency, pneumonia, Clostridium difficile infection resulting in a severe diarrhea, chronic kidney disease, and even dementia and Alzheimer's disease. I suspect a big reason this occurs is due to nutrient malabsorption and the altering of the gut bacteria, or microbiome as it is called. The nutrients depleted, again in general, include magnesium, B12 and other B vitamins, calcium, iron, zinc, and even vitamin D. In addition, these medications can lead to an overgrowth of bad gut bacteria, something called SIBO, and suppress the healthy gut bacteria, since the acid balance in the intestinal tract is altered. This is what causes the diarrhea, C. diff, as mentioned earlier. If you take acid reducers, confirm with your physician whether or not you can safely get off them and whether or not you have a condition for which they will be needed to be taken for long term. It is not uncommon for one to have to wean off of this medication, or else they will have rebound acid reflux. I normally advise my patients who are trying to get off this medicine to take the medication every other day for a few weeks, and then every third day for a while, and then simply as needed. Obviously, diet needs to be adhered to. Many of my patients have been able to get off of these medications over the years after being on them for years and sometimes even decades. Also, avoid a diet high in sugar and simple carbohydrates, and processed foods, and even fast and foods and junk foods. This will help prevent acid reflux from beginning. Listen to your body. Make sure you chew your foods slowly and thoroughly, and eat slowly. This is crucial so that your stomach does not get distended. If you do need to stay on the medication, then you should consider taking the following supplements to help prevent nutritional deficiencies that may arise. Magnesium chelate, 125 to 500 milligrams daily. And I did a video on this. Calcium, 500 milligrams daily. Zinc, 10 to 25 milligrams. This is also present in a good quality multivitamin. Vitamin D, 2,000 to 5,000 units daily if there's no contraindications. And lastly, a probiotic supplement, at least 5 billion units and perhaps even up to 100 billion units can be taken by most people without any complications. So I hope you find this information helpful. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching Eric Madrid, MD. Thank you, and make sure you seek to improve your health daily. What we do today will determine our health status in the future, so make wise choices today so that your future may be full of health, longevity, and happiness. Thank you.